First of all, I'd like to read a quote from Robert F. Kennedy, who said, "Each time a person stands up for an idea or acts to improve the lot of others or strikes out against injustice, he or she sends forth a tiny ripple of hope, and crossing each other from a million different centers of energy and daring, those ripples build a current that can sweep down the mightiest walls of oppression and resistance." So this paper is entitled "The COVID-19 Genocide of 2020. COVID-19 was long pre-planned in documents and simulation exercises emanating from the eugenicist Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation. A platform with 200 detailed levels is provided by the World Economic Forum, led by Klaus Schwab, a technocrat and promoter of transhumanism, in order to provide detailed instructions on how the COVID-19 pandemic is to be used to implement a global monetary reset and digital currency, technocracy and totalitarian government worldwide under the guise of socialism and environmentalism, with China as the model, and enslave humanity through a sinister vaccine conspiracy. Earlier attempts were made to engineer pandemics, but none succeeded. This time, the World Health Organization changed its pandemic criteria in advance so that it could declare a pandemic on spurious grounds. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, a terrorist and accused genocidist, was appointed head of the World Health Organization in order to orchestrate the pandemic and facilitate the totalitarian takeover. Wireless technology suppresses the immune system. 5G is implicated in COVID-19 through correlations between the locations of the 5G rollout and morbidity and mortality, as well as the prior administration of flu vaccinations in Wuhan and Milan. The symptoms of COVID are virtually identical to the symptoms of exposure to electromagnetic radiation. Extensive military research over many decades was kept secret, and regulatory agencies were co-opted in order to prevent the public learning about the extreme dangers of electromagnetic radiation. Doctors receive no training on the risks to health of exposure to electromagnetic radiation, and therefore misdiagnose electromagnetic radiation exposure symptoms. Hospitals are extensively equipped with 5G, putting patients' lives at risk. 5G serves many purposes. It is a depopulation and military weapon and facilitates the introduction of technocracy and totalitarian control by enabling surveillance, facial recognition, 24/7 monitoring of individuals, mind and body control, and in combination with vaccines and chemtrails containing nanoparticles, the torture or murder of targeted individuals. Electromagnetic radiation can be used to simulate pathogens and overwhelm the immune system, and cell phones may be being used to simulate COVID-19 contagion among co-workers or family members. 5G has been widely installed terrestrially and in space to target and control populations. The illegal coronavirus measures were used by governments to accelerate the 5G rollout and install 60 gigahertz public access points in schools in order to target children. Illegal legislation has been put in place in numerous countries to remove civil liberties, to destroy economies, to close down small and medium-sized businesses, to separate, isolate, and terrorize family members, to impoverish people, including by destroying jobs, to remove children from their families, to intern dissenters in concentration camps, to grant immunity to government operatives to commit murder, rape, and torture. That's the UK. To use the police, army, and mercenaries to control populations, to force vaccinate populations with a non-medical vaccine containing population control mechanisms without their informed consent. There is and was no pandemic since the curve was flattening before the lockdown measures were put in place. Mortality is at a lower level than in previous years. The PCR test, which was never designed as a diagnostic test and gives up to 94% false positive results, is used by the oligarch and government-controlled mainstream and social media platforms to terrorize populations for the purpose of obtaining obedience. The illusion of a pandemic is stoked by doctors being forced to attribute virtually every death to COVID. Medical staff and doctors are intimidated to prevent them speaking the truth about the fake pandemic. In the UK, the death certificate is being changed to prevent relatives being able to question the cause of death. Tens of thousands of doctors have now come out to confirm that COVID-19 is a hoax. There were no COVID deaths in Ireland until the 20th of April, and since then, the lockdowns have been based on 98 deaths out of 5 million people, while 30,000 people die annually from other diseases. Only people with a hot infection, with symptoms such as headaches or a sore throat, are contagious. 86% of COVID cases are asymptomatic carriers and therefore harmless. A Stanford University antibody study concluded the death rate to be between 0.1 and 0.2%, right in line with the seasonal flu. Initial projected death rates from the World Health Organization were 20 to 30 times higher. In June, the US Centers for Disease Control confirmed the overall infection fatality rate to be just 0.26%, way lower than the 3.4% estimate of the World Health Organization, which helped drive the panic and the lockdowns. But even that is an overestimate. The infection fatality rate for non-nursing home residents is likely only 0.1% or 1 in 1,000. The UK and German governments stated in documents that they were deliberately ramping up the fear level, including traumatizing children by making them believe that they would torture and kill their relatives if they failed to wash their hands and obey the corona measures. Children were made to believe that they could show their love for their grandparents by not coming near them. Social distancing is a torture technique devised to traumatize, and its purpose is to condition people to distance themselves from others so that they can be seen and targeted by the 5G weapon. Government and World Health Organization policies are deliberately aimed at killing people. In many countries, doctors were ordered not to admit the elderly to intensive care units and to withdraw all health care, and national health systems stopped providing health care other than that for COVID, abandoning the sick to die. In France, the government issued a decree ordering doctors to administer to the elderly a drug restricted since 2012, as it was contraindicated for respiratory problems. In the US, hospitals were heavily bribed to diagnose COVID and put patients on ventilators that killed them. The World Health Organization and governments suppressed successful treatments, one in particular in use for 70 years, and harassed doctors successfully saving patients. Autopsies that would reveal true cause of death were mostly prevented. Forensic pathologist Professor Klaus Puchel declared having not seen a single case of COVID-19 in autopsy that did not include other serious pre-existing diseases. Governments and the World Health Organization promoted and enforced mask wearing by the public in full knowledge that they provide no protection from any virus, but cause serious neurological and respiratory damage, putting people's lives and health at risk. In the UK, the death rate rose only after the general lockdown was implemented. Top economists are warning that the UK government is killing more people than it could possibly save through lockdowns. The UK Daily Mail carried out an audit of 130 studies from journals, academics and charities documenting the social and health devastation and deaths caused by lockdowns. In one county in the US, suicides among young people rose 100%. A million New Yorkers can no longer afford food. Britain's World Health Organization envoy has said that world poverty will double by 2021 as a result of lockdowns. The COVID vaccine. Bill Gates wants to reduce the world population. He introduced his vaccine containing the electronic nanochip marker intended to mark and control 7 billion humans at the ID 2020 conference in 2019. ID 2020 is intended to provide a unique digital identity for all humans by 2030 that closely interlocks this digital identity with access to commerce and secure access systems. This is the electronic enslavement of humanity. The subcutaneous chip will be able to influence the behavior of the chip bearer, manipulate and control crowds, eliminate categories of people, reduce the world population, ensure vaccine compliance, permanently locate the bearer, exit civil liberties, integrate 7 billion people into the cloud and operate with an all-digital system that is the equivalent of a credit on a company store. Nanochips and liquid crystals in vaccines can influence human behavior without concern for political ethics. And the upcoming vaccine is intended to genetically modify humanity for all future generations. In effect, deleting humanity altogether as humans become transhumans or robots. South Korea has just had 9 flu shot deaths and 432 adverse reactions, while 5 million doses of vaccine were not refrigerated. One volunteer in AstraZeneca's new COVID vaccine has just died, and 2 of the trials have been halted because participants became sick. These COVID vaccines are not following normal trial procedures and are being rushed out in case the pandemic hoax peters out too soon to convince people to take the vaccine. Governments are giving the pharmaceutical companies full immunity from injury lawsuits. Increasing numbers of people are saying that they will refuse the COVID-19 vaccine, with about half the US and UK population saying so. And yet certain governments are planning to force vaccinations on populations using the army, while others are planning to ban vaccine refuseniks from work, school, or travel. Humanity is in extreme and imminent danger. Some good people are launching legal cases to stop this war on humanity. Among them, the Italian Catholic Association, Simon Dolan, and the Bernician in the UK. Children's Health Defence and the Environmental Health Trust are bringing cases against the Federal Communications Commission for its refusal to review its outdated thermal exposure guidelines on electromagnetic radiation. Common law movements are underway in several countries. But all of this is too slow. The perpetrators of the COVID scam are still imposing lockdowns and destroying lives, businesses, and families. The entity behind all of this, the World Economic Forum, told us in 2017 about the world they want to see by 2030. You'll own nothing. You'll be renting everything. The US won't be the world's leading superpower because everything will be under totalitarian technocratic control and there will be no nation states. You'll eat much less meat. You won't be allowed to. A billion people will be displaced by the fake climate change. Countries will have to welcome yet more refugees. Polluters will have to pay to emit carbon dioxide. Polluters will include farmers trying to grow food crops. Western values will have been tested to the breaking point. Your culture will be eliminated and replaced with Maoist technocratic slogans. They are engineering food shortages in numerous different ways. They are building concentration camps for dissenters. They want to impose a forced vaccine full of nanochips for immunity passports and cryptocurrency, and nanoparticles so that they can track, surveil, and control us, including our minds. This vaccine is intended to genetically modify humanity for all future generations. In the US, Soros and 269 major corporations are funding Black Lives Matter and destroying America with the complicity of corrupt Democrat politicians. They want civil war everywhere. In Austria, France, Switzerland, the US, and other countries, many people are armed and trained to fight. We cannot give them what they want. We must stop this agenda in its tracks, take power ourselves, and arrest the perpetrators. Conclusion. Governments are corporations obeying orders from the World Economic Forum and are no longer serving their peoples. They are acting in contravention of international and national laws and no longer have any legitimacy. We are witnessing the collapse of the rule of law. Governments, elected representatives, and international institutions, including the United Nations, and private clubs, such as the International Commission on Non-Ionizing Radiation Protection and the World Economic Forum, are complicit in this greatest crime against humanity ever committed. Only the sovereign peoples of this world have legitimacy under these circumstances. The perpetrators, including Klaus Schwab, Prince Charles, Bill and Melinda Gates, George Soros, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, and the World Health Organization's Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus and Michael Ryan, the New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and UK Health Minister Matt Hancock, French President Emmanuel Macron and Prime Minister Edouard Philippe, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, mainstream journalists, and others must be seized and brought to justice in new Nuremberg trials. Politicians, journalists peddling fake news for the mainstream media, and others may be granted immunity if they change sides now, join the people before it is too late, and become whistleblowers. We call upon the human population to shun these genocidal monsters in hotels, in restaurants, in taxis, wherever you come across them. Turn your back on them and show them the contempt they deserve for their psychopathic behavior and genocidal intent. We call upon the armies and the national police to stand with the people against the conspirators who aim to expropriate you too and take your children too and genocide as many of us as they find convenient. Police and armies will be replaced by machines in the New World Order. You too belong with the people, and we ask you to stand with us in defending our humanity, our health, our families, our children, indigenous peoples, and all of the natural life on Earth that sustains and protects us.